Number 89, the order and some contingency that the order of events should bring us, as we sit here, focusing on committing unawares, conditions in order of events, and the whole purpose of walking the line of prayer. You've got two laws of heart for the Christian. Remember, we're talking about two, one for the angel, one for the Christian. You've got three goals, one for the angel, exactly. And then you've got two down here, one for the thing you commit, and you're looking for the thing you know about. Now, when you assume that everything you've got to put to, everywhere in the verse, it says, you know, that's the not have a verse that shows that a Christian will be given up to every baptized. You know what I'm saying? He says, if every baptized you know, there's another law for it, you will follow that line. So where is the verse that proves you wrote this up here? Now, I'm saying that it proves there's two separate laws of heart. One for Christians to commit sin consciously in one agreement. Where is the verse that proves that? That's what you're supposed to prove, and you just wrote it up there. You know, I can take that and say it was two for the agreement. The guy asked him, he didn't know about it. Okay, I'm going to have a law for him. He just got it from the other side, treats his wife right, he'll go to heaven. Okay, he doesn't need to treat his wife right. But the guy knows that Africa, the preacher comes and preaches, and when he knows, he needs to believe that he has that. You see what I mean? I made that up, that's what I mean. See, I can make that up without being saved. I don't make that up without being saved. Okay? If you will make that up without this, why can't I make that up without that? There's no verse here that proves this, we don't have all the part yet. Now, I want you to see where it is if you want to give it. Let's see. Chart number two, okay? We'll hold that up right in front of the chart. 31 is about diligence. Okay? Now, really, if it's right or not, you never can say if that was right or not. You know what's right. You said, oh, you agree with all three of the four. If it's done here, I'm not sure exactly what you get at. But, you know, I think that every transgression is easy to get. But I think what you get at is here, okay? I think what you get at is here's a fellow who committed fornication. 100 times. He lived with a woman. He's a Christian. He lived with a woman for 10 years. He's not supposed to be so. He has to remember every single time he's dwelling with that woman. He mentioned that in prayer. And this person had it in prayer. Now that's what he did, man. That is it for that. You know, you don't believe that. You say that a person who's a Christian is casting his sins to the other side. Okay? Remember? Let me ask you about that. That's what he knows he committed sin. He does it in the first year. He has to remember every single time he comes to town and stays with a woman. Revelation 2:21, you've got a woman that repented of a fornication. Okay? Now, a woman can repent of a fornication. Turn from a fornication. You didn't go to this right thing, did you? Now, we can turn, see, from, believe on. A woman can do that. Turn from, see, believe on. Repent of a fornication. Now, remember it every single time she did it. Every time, the man, and the place. But you know, she can't turn from fornication. She can't repent of a fornication. Without knowing she's committed fornication, can't she? So that's what you're getting at. Now, what the Bible says, it says in 13, that he remains that way because it makes the best of your sin. Which one does it mean? He needs to, Acts 8:22, has nothing to do with the individuals. He was conscious of his sin. You know, it gives him a song. That would just show us what we have to do. What that shows us about sin is learn and be conscious. And he spent a lot of time, like on Matthew 15:14, Proverbs 14:22. Okay, he's talking about a person walking the light. He says, I don't believe it's talking about a person walking the light. But you know, I believe that a person stands out of the light. Okay? And let me give them your definition for walking the light. And then we'll see if a person applies that. Okay? Here's your definition for number 32 in this discussion. Sometimes, some Christians who walk the light commit sin with which he is ignorant and have things of a contrite heart. Seeking to learn the will of God is to do the very definition of walking the line. Now, Matthew 15:4 has nothing to do with a Christian walking the line. Christian walks the line when he thinks he's out of line. But according to your definition, it does. To your definition, he sometimes commits things to which you think of. He said Matthew 15:14, all things are ignorant. Well, that applies perfectly to your definition. What that ought to show is, it ought to show that your definition for walking the line is wrong. Because Matthew 15:14, speaking directly to a man who fits exactly according to your definition of walking the line. Yes, there can fall into the ditch. According to your definition, a man walking the line falls into the ditch. According to your definition, a man walking in the line, if that man, when you're in the place, then things like him, that's what you've been walking the line, that's what you've been through life to. Not in the place, all of a sudden, that's you.